This is a new story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gauranga, this is Gauranga's South India tour. And he's meeting so many. His style, Gauranga's style, was to meet acharyas, brahmins, mahants, great devotees, even Shiva bhaktas in some cases, Ram bhaktas, Vishnu bhaktas, Narayan bhaktas, and generally all brahmins, to take the food from the hands of brahmins and brahmins' houses, travel with the brahmin, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, etc. And he was moving in this particular melu and preaching to the elite and to the leaders, because leaders control the followers. Prabhupada said it's very important to preach to the leaders. But his nittai, his Karuna Shakti nittai, he delegated him to preach to the Americans, Russians, Europeans, and other fallen personalities. So he empowered him to do the dirty work. Go back to Navadvip and liberate the dirty fellows, the drunks, the drug addicts, the womanizers, the thieves, the gundas. No discrimination, no caste or creed. Gauranga was selective. He only associated with Brahmins primarily. He only preached to Brahmins primarily. He only met with Brahmins primarily. He only took his food from Brahmins primarily. And all these points are a summary of the facts of his life and his travels. Everywhere Brahmins, Jagannanda Pandit, Srivas Pandit, everywhere Pandits. But Nittai, he's a drunk. He's a transcendental avadut. And drunks like drunks. Birds of a feather flock together. So he began his preaching mission on the behest of Gauranga, and he tackled the worst ones first. Took on Jagai and Madai, and from there everything was a piece of cake. It was easy. We're like insignificant Jagai and Madais. We're in this parampara, but we're like not really true representatives of the founder. And this way, and then who did he travel with? A Brahmin? Did Nittai travel with a Brahmin? You've heard of Haridas? Is he a Pakka Brahmin? Saraswat Brahmin? He's a Muslim. If a Brahmin, Nittai is a Brahmin, Hadai Pandit is his father, he's a proper Brahmin with sanskara and everything. Open eye sanskara. If a Brahmin walks next to a lower caste person, he loses his caste. And that's called association. You take on the qualities of your association, crystal takes on the color of its neighbor. And that's a love. 500 years ago, someone would see, you're walking with him, you're Mlecha. Walking with him? Every day, he was his preaching partner from sunrise to sunset. Or he was, rather, his preaching partner. House to house, door to door. Hello, Shudra. Hello, Chandal. Hello, Rikshawala. Hello, fish eater. It's Bengal, no? You think there's a few fish eaters? One, two? Dante Trina, holding a straw between his teeth. Bhajagoranga kahagoranga. Laha Gauranga Nama Re. Gauranga says, give Krishna Shiksha. And he says, okay, fine, I'll do it. Then he gives Gauranga Nam, Gauranga Shiksha, worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga's name. House to house. Look, everybody, see my from sunrise to sunset, I live with a Muslim. I talk to a Muslim. I travel. I put his arm around him. He saves me. He pulls me from here and there. He's my best friend, my preaching partner. House to house. So this is his tour, preaching tour, was this is the essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, the heart of Nittai. The Karuna of Nittai is the essence of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is his pran, his heart's pran, his prachar pran is the heart of Nittai. That's why Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami said, I have examined, because he survived 12 years after Prabhupada, he said, I have seen the life of your guru. And he was my best friend, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His accomplishments, his realizations, his writing, his creations, his disciples, his prabhav influence, he can be none other than a Shaktivesh avatar, which is not a small thing. And what Shakti? Was it Ram Shakti? Was it Palana Shakti? Poshana Shakti? Bhakti Shakti? Many Shaktis are there, and different avatars. So it was a Shakti called Nityananda Shakti Ki Jai. So the Prabhupada and all the followers of Gauranga, they are preachers, which means they are coming in the line of Nityananda Shakti. So this is a new chapter. Lord Chaitanya is traveling and preaching. Slightly different audience, mostly Brahmas and Acharyas, not Jagais and Madhais. This is the Madhya Lila chapter 7, verse 42 through 74. And this is Mahaprabhu leaves Jagannath Puri for his South Indian tour after getting permission and blessings from his associates. Namaskari sarvabhama asana nivedhila sabakari militabe asane vasila. All the devotees, on the request of Nittai, they went to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to meet with Lord Gauranga. As soon as he entered his home, Sarvabhauma offered Gauranga obeisances and a place to sit. After seating all others, the Bhattacharya took his seat. Nana Krishna Varta Kahi Kahila Tanhare Tamara Tani Ailan Agya Magi Bade. Sarvabhauma, Nittai, Mahaprabhu, and others, devotees, the Antaranga Bhaktas, they discuss various topics. Nana Krishna Varta. Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma at that meeting. Agya Magi Bade. I've come to you, my senior, my guru, my father. Sarvabhauma, you're the first one. You received me so well in Puri. And now I'm leaving your darshan, your mercy. And I want your agya. I beg your leave, as we say in India, or meeting with someone. My senior, please. My father, I beg you, may I take your leave. I have this expression. It's, may I leave your company? Yeah, please go. If you're an American, you say, yes, why? You don't have to ask, go. Joe. But in India, this is the etiquette, the exchange of love. In other words, separation is unbearable. So one doesn't want to be separated, but duty calls. So then he begs, please. So Mahaprabhu speaks his mind to in confidence. Sanyasa kari visharupa, giyache dakshine, avashya kari bi ami, tanra anveshane. My elder brother, Sarvabhauma, named Vishnarup, he has taken sannyas and he's gone to South India. Now I must go search for him. So this is the external cause for his traveling to find his brother, Vishru. Agya deha avasya ami dakshine chaliba tomara agyate suke lutya siba. Sarvabhauma, please permit me to go. For I must tour South India. With your permission, I will return very happily. Suke. So this is the idea. It's considered inauspicious to leave someone in Vedic society crying. And often we do that. Oh, Gurudev, don't go. And we can cry inside, and we should, lamenting the separation from a great devotee. But it's considered that the person traveling sees crying faces and sad faces, it's very inauspicious for his journey. So at least we can pretend, yeah, very good, Jai, you go. But it's like this. So there, I want you to be happy with me when I depart, and I will return very happily with your blessings. Shuni sarva bhoma haila adyanta katara chanane dharia kahe vishara utara. Hearing these words from Gauranga, Mahaprabhu, that he wants to leave the tour of South India for some very important work, find his brother. It didn't sit very well with Sarvabhauma, because he was so much taken by Gauranga Mahaprabhu that he couldn't foresee living without him. The word that's used here is katara. Katara, agitated. Katara. This Ayudhina Dayardhanat. This kataram. Katara means a heart. It's when Radharani, when Krishna went to Mathura, Radharani's heart was kataram, ridya kataram. So it's churned and agitated. How can you go to Mathura? That verse is spoken by Madhavendra Puripad. And that mood of Radha's viraha, viraha. Ridyam brahmyati kim karomiham. Dayata brahmyati kim karomiham. My heart, you've churned my heart like a washing machine. I'm just agitated around and around, up and down like a washing machine. And then you've got, by going to Mathura, brahmyati, I'm totally bewildered. I don't know where to go or what to eat, to dress, to move, to speak, to think. And you're my beloved. And kim karomi, kinkari. What can I do now? So Sarvabhauma is using this description by Krishna's coverage in Katara. His heart is very much agitated by what he considered extremely bad news. So heart's agitated, then anubhav, expression, then dharila. Charane dharila. Then his heart just pushed him to the ground. It's like when the volcano is sitting in one place and maybe not erupting. There's so much matter inside. And somehow it permutates and erupts. Then it goes like this. It moves from the center point out. So the eruption of his heart, of his sthayi bhava, of his intense attachment and love for Gauranga, when he said these words, you know, his heart became very agitated. And then because usually first our hearts move and our minds move, then our body moves. We get angry at somebody. Oh, I'm angry. You, this, that. And then anger comes in the mind. If someone's a violent type person, then the fist moves and you go like, damn it, or something. Some physical expression. This is the progression. My heart, mind, body. So now he falls at the feet and he catches his feet. In other words, don't go. You can't go if I'm holding onto your feet. You can't go. You're a South Indian Gamana Leela traveling. So just by his body language, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, I can't move. I can't think without you. And don't go. You can't leave me. So it's already understood what he's going to say by his very bodily expression. Because these liberated souls, the body and the heart, the body, everything is one flow of love and movement. The body movements are their love is their body. So then he says he gave this Vishad Uttara. Vishad Uttara, this kind of reply of lamentation. Sorrowful reply. Bhaujan mera punya fale hayanu tamara sangha. Hena sangha vidi mora kari leka bhanga. After many births, due to some pious activity, some sukriti, I've gotten tomara sangha, your association. But now, providence is breaking that invaluable association. Kari leka bhanga. Hena sangha vidi mora kari leka bhanga. Shri Bhadra Pari Jari Puchamari Jai. Tasai Tomara Vichade Sahana Na Jai. If a thunderbolt falls on my head or my son dies, I can tolerate it. But I cannot endure this unbearable pain of separation from you. In other words, the devotee loves God more than anybody. The sad shishya loves his sad guru more than anybody. Thick and thin, kith and kin. Wife, mother. He's Indian, remember, he's not Western. Western easy. Oh, I don't care about my wife, mother, this, that. Externally appearing as Indian person, Indian body, Sarvabhauma and Orissa. And you know, if you don't know, but in India, mother is like thicker, mother and son is thicker than God. Wife and son, wife and husband, okay. In any marriage in India, first mother, first his mother, and then my wife. This is inconceivable in West. So he's saying, I'd rather die with a thunderbolt burning and cracking my head in half. And I'll let my son, the son die, the putra, your liberator, your savior, shall see the pain of separation. He goes on. So, but then he understands, that's why he said, Visharutar. It's a lamentation means you're lamenting because you feel bad, but you know you can't do anything about it. So then he's saying, this is how I feel. So you should know deeply, if you don't know already, which he certainly does. Gauranga knows the hearts of all, especially his intimates. And he says, anyway, you're God. That I understood. You showed me your Sadbuj form, so it's clear in my mind who you really are. When you're with the Lord, you forget, but in the separation, you remember, oh, you're this, that. Yeah, okay. Swatantra Ishwara Tumi Karibe Gaman Dina Kato Raha Deki Tomara Charan. Oh, Gauranga Prabhu. You're Swatantra Ishwara. You're the independent, supreme personality of Godhead. Swatantra. Ishwara is enough. But you're not only Ishwara, but independent. I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here a few more days so that I can see your lotus feet. Dina katao raha deki tomara charan. All right, you'll go, but please, little more association. This is... And of course, we'll continue that tomorrow. It's a nice, suspenseful moment. Does Lord Gauranga stay for a few more days in Puri to soothe and pacify his beloved devotee Sarvabhauma? Does he leave that next minute? Does he take Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with him? Does he cancel his trip? Does he decide to stay there? We have to find out tomorrow.